From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says a strong relationship with India is critical.
The United States and India have declared a new declaration of friendship that elevates and formalizes our partnership.
Obama speaking alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at a joint news conference in New Delhi. The two say they have made progress on a deal on civilian nuclear trade, which would free U.S. companies to capitalize on a landmark nuclear agreement signed 6 years ago. President Obama also said he's looking forward to being Modi's chief guest at India's Republic Day parade tomorrow. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in New Delhi, where she's been tracking some of the security measures that are being put in place.
There are snipers, sniffer dogs, and satellite surveillance. A security cordon set to include an airborne early warning system to detect air threats has been installed around the parade grounds. President Obama and Prime Minister Modi will sit in a bulletproof enclosure for the ceremony, and the president arrives at the venue in his armored car known as the Beast.
Security is also tight in Egypt today, the anniversary of the uprising 4 years ago that toppled Hosni Mubarak. Nigeria's army says it's fighting off a suspected Boko Haram attack on the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Maiduguri is the capital of Borno State and has become a refuge for hundreds of thousands of people who fled towns and villages seized by Boko Haram. The BBC's Chris Awaka reports from Abuja.
Residents say they woke up this morning to sustained sounds of explosions and gunshots coming from several directions at the outskirts of Maiduguri. There are indications the militants are attempting to gain access into the city, but are meeting strong resistance from the Nigerian army. The military say they are carrying out coordinated airstrikes and ground attacks against insurgents.
Secretary of State John Kerry is due to spend a few hours in Lagos today. He's expected to hold separate talks with Nigeria's president and the president's leading opponent in next month's election. This is NPR News. The World Health Organization's executive board is meeting today amid critics who say its performance in the Ebola outbreak in West Africa was sluggish. The WHO says it's running out of money to fight the outbreak, as NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
For the past 4 weeks, Ebola cases have declined in all three countries hit hard by the disease, and the first batch of experimental vaccine is just arriving in Liberia. But now the WHO says a lack of funding threatens this progress. The agency says it will run out of cash by mid-February, but it still needs at least 4 or 5 months to end the epidemic in the best-case scenario. It also needs an additional $260 million, according to a WHO spokesperson. There's also another logistical problem brewing. April and May is rainy season. The region starts to get flooded and roads wash away. It's much harder to get supplies and aid workers to remote areas.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. It's election day in Greece, where the left-wing Syriza party has led opinion polls for months. The party has run on a campaign to renegotiate the terms of its international bailout, raising fears of a Greek exit from the euro. But the same polls have also shown that a significant portion of voters remain undecided, suggesting that the party may not win enough parliamentary seats to form a government on its own. Canada's retail sector is taking a big hit from Target's recent decision to close all 133 of its Canadian stores. Now, as Dan Karpinchuk reports, we're getting a clearer picture of the retail giant's outlook north of the border.
In the 22 months of operating in Canada, Target lost $7 billion, and it owes creditors more than $5 billion. The list of creditors runs dozens of pages long and stretches from Manitoba to China to India. And while Target itself is cutting more than 17,000 jobs, that doesn't include the thousands affected in small and medium-sized companies around the world that were depending on Target's business. Analysts say on paper Target Canada appears to have enough assets to cover its debts, but they warn that often assets in reality are overstated. Target has until late February to present a plan to satisfy its creditors. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
After a 9-year journey, a NASA spacecraft is expected to begin snapping pictures of Pluto today. The New Horizons probe was launched from Cape Canaveral in 2006. It's traveled some 3 billion miles, and it still has many millions more to go. Scientists say the images it takes will help them gauge the remaining distance and keep the craft on track for a flyby in July. This is NPR News.